season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field, long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. The Clippers taking on the Rochester Red Wings in the third game of a six-game series. The Clippers have won two in a row in this series, three in a row overall. Meanwhile, the Rochester Red Wings have gone straight south, losers of 13 consecutive ball games. They were 47-41 2 weeks ago. They are now 47-54, 9 games out of first place in the International League East Division. The Clippers, with the win yesterday, moved to 58-42, but they gain no ground on Nashville as the Sounds win another game. They are now 61-39, the best record in AAA baseball, so the Clippers still 3 games back. Today, it is Logan Allen on the hill for Columbus, the left-hander, looking for his first AAA win, 0-3, with a 9.64 earned run average. Sterling Sharp, no, not that Sterling Sharp, the right-hander for the Red Wings, will take the hill, scuffling recently, 2-4 on the season, with a 6.50 earned run average. Beautiful day for baseball here at Huntington Park. We'll have the starting lineups and first pitch coming up after this.
Hey, Columbus fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the L. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our Astros free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
There's our national anthem today. It is time for baseball here at Huntington Park. Glad to have you along. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Clippers and Rochester Red Wings set to lock them up. Let's get you the starting lineups, brought to you as always by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's every piece is important. Andrew Stephenson will lead things off for the Top Farm Club for the Washington Nationals. He'll be in left field, followed by the center fielder Cole Freeman. Jake Knoll at second base, bats third. Riley Adams, the designated hitter, does the cleaning up, followed by the first baseman, Joe Nogalski. Jake Alou plays third, bats sixth, bottom third of the order for the Red Wings today. Catcher, Taylor Gushue. Donovan Casey in right field, and Jackson Flores at shortstop. Stevens, Freeman, Knoll, Adams, Nogalski, Alou, Gushue, Casey, Flores for Rochester. For the Clippers today, Ernie Clement makes his Columbus debut for 2022. He'll be at second base leading off, followed by his double play partner, Gabriel Arias. Bo Naylor is the DH, batting third. Franmil Reyes cleans up. He will be in right field today. Alex Call in center, bats fifth. David Fry at the hot corner will be the sixth hitter. Then it's Oscar Mercado in left field, Brooks at first base, and Collins doing the catching. Again for the Clippers, Clement, Arias, Naylor, Reyes, Call, Fry, Mercado, Brooks. Carp takes the hill for Rochester today, but first, Logan Allen out to the bump for the Clippers, or Valeros de Columbus, as they are known today. It is a Copa Thursday here at Huntington Park. Crimson jerseys, teal sleeves, tri-colored hat for the Valeros today. Teal on the back, white panels on the front, red brim in the sugar skull, and Crossbats logo on the crown. Rochester road gray pants, bright red jerseys. which is a bit confusing today. Typically, that would not be the way it would go. Rochester is wearing their red jerseys, red, white, and black trim on the sleeves. White numbers trimmed in black on the back of those jerseys, red caps with a black brim. It is another beautiful day here in the Arena District at Huntington Park. 86 degrees will be our game time temperature. Winds out of the northeast at 8 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Humid, though not as humid as yesterday. That, of course, could change as the afternoon wears on. Logan Allen, 0-3 on the year with a 9.64 earned run average. A whip over 2. It has been a bumpy beginning to his AAA career. A guy who was very good in AA to begin the year for the Akron Rubber Ducks. Logan Allen in 13 starts in AA, 5-3 with a 3.33 earned run average. He struck out 104 batters in 73 innings. Here at AAA, he's still striking him out, 23 Ks in his 14 innings, but there are 13 walks to go along with that, almost a base on balls per inning. 18 hits allowed, 16 runs, and that's why the ERA sits over 9 for Logan Allen. Stevenson digs into the left-handed batter's box, and the first pitch is in for a called strike. We are underway at 12:06. Rochester trying to snap a 13-game losing streak. Allen delivers a breaking ball, popped up, right up. Third base side, calling for it. Fry slaps the thigh with a glove, crosses into foul territory, and makes the catch for out number one. Gave it the old Ricky Henderson. Ricky roaming in the outfield, would wait for that fly ball to come down, slap his thigh with that glove, and then snatch it up at the last moment to take the baseball out of the sky. Here's Cole Freeman, the center fielder. And the first pitch to him is in for a called strike, a fastball at 91 miles per hour. Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. 0-1. That's a little bit tall. Evens the count. Infield back and slightly to the pull side against this right-handed batter. And Freeman pulls the next pitch, foul. And it's 1-2. And still filing in here to Huntington Park, the lone day game of this series. We wrap it up on Saturday with a 4:05 first pitch. On Sunday, 5:05 on Saturday. Allen misses high and away, 2-2. Not as many noontime starts as there used to be on the AAA schedule. There's a pop-up on 2-2. First base side into foul territory. Brooks over and dropped the baseball. He got there. It went into the leather. That should probably go as an error. We'll see how they scored officially. It was a long run for Brooks to get there. But he'll tell you, he should have caught that baseball. It was in the webbing of his first baseman's mitt and then just popped out. And so Freeman remains alive here. Next pitch, fastball. He's not alive any longer. Called a third strike over the outside corner. So Allen gets his first strikeout of the ball game. Two down for Jake Knoll. Knoll 2-for-9 so far in the series. 2.54 batter on the season with 9 homers and 47 batted in. Breaking ball to him is a strike over the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Allen looking for a clean first inning. Goes to work and gets a swing and miss at a fastball. 0-2 now. Next pitch, breaking ball, fouled into the third base dugout.
Yeah, that wasn't close.
Good to see Logan Allen filling up the strike zone early here.
That was an absolutely drill.
He's got his sign and into the motion. Misses high and away with the heater. One ball, two strikes. Rochester 9 games out in the IL East Division behind first place Durham, Jacksonville, and Lehigh Valley. All three tied atop the division. It's a foul ball back out of play. 56-45 For Durham, Jacksonville, and Lehigh, Buffalo 3 games back. Scranton 4, and Worcester 5. So as we are here in the early portion of August, there is a race in that division. Next pitch hit on the ground to the shortstop. Backhand grab by Arias, and a bullet across the infield to get the hustling Jake Knoll for out number 3. 1-2-3 go the Red Wings. The Clippers coming up after a half. No score at Huntington Park.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile steps. You'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Here is Ernie Clement leading things off for the Clippers in the bottom half of the first inning. Ernie made his AAA debut last year, played very, very well in a Clippers uniform, versatile defender. He is, well, he just fits right under the definition of a gamer. First pitch is off the inside corner, and it's ball one to him. Ernie's numbers at the major league level this year don't look sparkly. He started off the season pretty well, but then the numbers took a little bit of a dip. But Terry Francona, as he takes high and tight to make it 2-0, made sure to talk about Ernie Clement after being optioned to the minors and complimented how he has gone about playing the game. Three balls and no strikes now inside. And the fact that he was victimized a little bit by some bad luck. Takes a called strike here, 3-1. And maybe when those numbers began to head in the wrong direction, tried to do a bit too much. Comes a 3-1 pitch from Sharp. And it is hit slowly toward the shortstop. Jackson Flores up with it, flings across the diamond. Not a great throw, but pulled in by Nagowski. And that is out number one. So Clement put away on a 6-3. And that Sharp. 2-4. With a 6.50 ERA. Started the year with three starts for Harrisburg. Went 0-2, but a sparkling 1.84 earned run average. First offering here to Arias is off the inside corner. Gabriel Arias is trending in the right direction at the plate over the past week or so. Next pitch hit hard to right field. It is high, it is deep, it is slicing, it is gone. Gabriel Arias with an opposite field drive kept it inside the Columbia Gas of Ohio foul pole. And that's a solo job for his 8th home run of the year, 1-0 Clippers. Arias continues to swing a good bat for Columbus. It's been a rough go for him at times this year, offensively and sometimes defensively, but boy, he has over the past week plus seemed like a very different player. Here comes Bo Naylor now. Naylor started the year in Double-A, hit well for the Rubber Ducks, played well behind home plate, earned a promotion. and has just continued that here for the Clippers. Takes a fastball low for ball one. Sharp started the season well after getting back to the AAA level. His 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss at a pitch low. He made six starts where he allowed three runs or fewer. In fact, he allowed three runs only once. Everything else was two or zero. But since that time, it has gone the other way. He's had a handful of good starts, but more often than not, the total under the run column has not been very good. His last two times out, he has combined to throw four innings even. Three and a third and then two-thirds of an inning, and a total of nine runs. Slider here on the outside corner evens the count to Naylor at 2-2. Sharp is long and lean, 6'3", 182 pounds, delivers and gets a swing and a miss, and Naylor down on strikes. He looks taller than 6'3", and looks slimmer than 182. He doesn't look Tristan McKenzie slight. McKenzie's statistics say 6'5", 160. Here's Fromm takes a called strike. Now Reyes, 6'5", 265, and he looks every bit of it. He cuts a large figure in the right-handed batter's box. First pitch, a strike. The next coming. And a breaking ball bends around the inside corner to even things at 1-1. Reyes is just one of those guys who makes the bat look small. 1-1. Low and away, two balls and a strike. Fromm in his second stint with the Clippers. The first time was an injury rehab assignment. And then a couple of days ago, optioned to AAA to make room for Oscar Gonzalez when he was healthy and coming off the injured list. 2-1 to the big fella. And it's low and away, three balls and a strike. Reyes had two home runs for the Clippers during the rehab stint. Yesterday, his first game back on the roster, went 0-4. 3-1, he's in a good hitter's count, and he takes low and away for ball four. Clippers have a base runner. 1-0 Columbus. Gabriel Arias with a solo home run earlier in this frame. Clippers scored two runs in the first inning in game one, and that was it. Nobody scored the rest of the day. Clippers won it 2-0 yesterday. Rochester scored first, grabbing a 2-0 lead that lasted for a couple of innings until Bo Naylor tied it with a home run, and the Clippers would win it late. Very late, in fact, the bottom of the 10th inning. Here's Alex Cole. First pitch fastball is in for a called strike at 91. 0-1 to the Clippers center fielder. .281 batting average, on base, .420. And slugging, .498. It's been a very good season for Alex Cole. 0-1. Checked his swing and a breaking ball. Did he go? They'll ask the first base umpire. And Alex McKay looked like he was raising both arms to say safe. But then the left arm stayed put. The right hand went up. And he made the fist for a strike. So it's a... Alex got his first call to the major leagues. Had some time with the Guardians. And then option down the other day when Will Benson was called up to replace him. 0-2, runner goes. And it is well outside, and Franmil Reyes slides in feet first. He's out. So that'll do it for the Clippers. Reyes caught stealing. Call will lead off the bottom of the second, but before that, we go to the top of two. The Clippers on a home run have a 1-0 lead after an inning at the corner of Neyland Nationwide.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their summer clearance event starts now. Bring in your trade and Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500 trade-in value. If it doesn't run, Auto Palace will pick it up for you. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of their incredible sign and drive special with some vehicles marked down up to 40%. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Top 2, 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Rochester Red Wings. Riley Adams, the designated hitter, digs into the right-handed batter's box with a slightly open stance. Logan Allen takes the hill with a 1-0 lead. First pitch, just off the outside corner for ball one. Gabriel Arias heating up at the plate. It is 8th home run in the first inning. Next pitch, fouled on the third base side. Arias, one of a bevy of Guardians middle infield prospects. Coming into the season, he was the one closest to the major leagues, having, oh, look out, there's a rocket fouled off the roof of the Clippers dugout. Boy, if that thing's 2 feet lower, somebody needs some dental work. Lucky for everybody, it was to the top of the dugout, 1-2. But Arias has spent the entire season at AAA in his age 21 season. It's another foul ball. That one goes to the screen above the dugout. Wearing out Riley Adams right now. Arias played very well last year at the AAA level. Hit better than 280. Showed power and fantastic defense. Here comes the 1-2. It's lifted in the air to, well, it won't even get to shallow center field. Ernie Clement still on the infield dirt. He'll pull it in for out number one. But there were a lot of prospects on the heels of Gabriel Arias. Tyler Freeman, one of them, made his major league debut yesterday, walked his first time up, and also garnered his first major league hit in a 1-for-3 performance. The pitch. Breaking ball from Allen misses outside. Arias made his major league debut earlier this season. He's been called up twice, once for a doubleheader, and another brief call-up later on. 1-0. Fastball at the top of the zone. But Arias has not hit extremely well this year. Just went over the 200 mark yesterday. But now 3 home runs in his past, I believe, 7 games. Next pitch high and away. 2-1 from Allen, and that one's at the top of the zone. A good breaking ball. Evens the count at 2-2. So for the Guardians, when you look at the top 30 prospects, according to Baseball America, Brian Rocchio is actually number 5, ahead of Freeman at 7, Arias at 8. Next pitch high and away. Angel Martinez is 10. Jose Tena, number 11. So you're talking about 5 shortstop prospects in the top 11 in the organization. That's a competition. 3 balls, 2 strikes to count. And the pitch is rocketed down the left field line, but he got out in front. It's a foul ball. Joe Nogowski, the first baseman. 242 average, couple of homers, 14 batted in. He awaits the 3-2 pitch. Here it comes, and it is outside for ball 4. First base runner for the Rochester Red Wings today. Yeah. You talk about the Washington Nationals, and you look at their prospect list. There are not many of the guys on that list who are here at the AAA level. The pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike. Now, C.J. Abrams set to join them. And we'll see where he lands on that list or if he is considered a guy who has graduated prospect status after being acquired in the Juan Soto deal. A one. Swing and a miss. Game one starter, Cade Cavalli, is their number one overall prospect. He pitched well, suffered the loss, gave up the two runs in the first inning among the four innings he pitched. But the Clippers scored it on a bases-loaded hit-by-pitch and a sac fly. So there's not a lot of hard contact against him. Showed a good, hard fastball, some pretty good secondary stuff as well. Breaking ball here fouled away by Jake Alou. It was quickly down to the count, 0-2. Runner at first, one down. Clippers on top, 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. Gavin Collins runs through the signs. Allen has what he wants. Stares at the runner at first base, now deals. Breaking ball sharp but high. He's had good movement on that slider today. One name that is on both prospect lists, but neither of which have factored into this series, and that's Palacios. Here comes the 1-2. Lifted in the air to shallow left field. Oscar Mercado started back, and that might cost him. It is going to be in for a base knock. Alex Call made a diving at Dill, but when Mercado broke back, it took him out of the play. And so it falls in for a single first base hit for Rochester. Runners at first and second, with one down for Taylor Gushue. Josh Palacios, after the Juan Soto deal, cleared some room up at the major league level along with Josh Bell, heading to San Diego. Palacios got the call to the major leagues, and his brother, Richie, is on the Clippers roster. He's been up and down with the Guardians several times this year, but Richie has been out of the lineup the last few days. He was hit by a pitch in Louisville. They're still working on a time frame for him to get back in there. 18. Breaking ball here is high to Gushue for ball one. Catcher ahead in the count. Batting 224 on the year. Couple of home runs and 16 batted in. The pitch. Hit on the ground to the shortstop. Could be two. Arias to Clement. Clement on to first in time for a twin kill. That'll do it for the Rochester Red Wings here in the top of the second inning. 6-4-3 double play. And we go to the bottom of two with the Clippers on top, 1-0.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas used 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Beautiful warm day here in the Arena District. The Columbus Clippers playing host to the Rochester Red Wings in the third game of a six-game series. Columbus 1, Rochester nothing. Alex Call was at the plate when Framil Reyes was thrown out trying to steal second base in the first inning. So he's back up there with a clean count. Alex, in his second year at AAA, has improved his stat line dramatically from a season ago. Swings at the first pitch and hits it hard, but foul down the left field line. Call played 68 games before his promotion to the major leagues on July the 11th. 45 RBIs, 11 homers, 16 doubles, a triple, and as many walks as strikeouts. 49 of each. Next pitch. Slider off the outside corner. His batting average, 52 points higher than last season. On base percentage, up 85 points, slugging 104. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, over but low. And it's over almost the exact same period of time. 66 games last year after being promoted from AA, and then 68 this year. 2-1 pitch. Checked his swing at a pitch outside. Three and one.
Ernie, throw me a towel, please.
All three spots and plays them well. Awaits the 3-1. Here it comes. And he takes a called strike on the outside part of the plate.
Look at this.
He thought it was ball four. Being patient at the plate is something that has been quite a virtue for the Clippers this year. They lead the International League in base on balls and have also struck out the fewest times. So when you put those two things together and you got a team that has pretty decent power across the board, you're going to score a lot of runs, and the Clippers have. Next pitch, swing and a miss. A fastball with life got called, and there's one down. David Fry. The Clippers have scored more runs on average, despite a dip in the runs per game in recent days. More runs on average than any team in the International League this year. Fry was last night's walk-off hero. Swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Fry came up with a runner at second base in the bottom of the 10th inning. That magic runner out there. Next pitch is inside. And he had just watched Oscar Mercado see three straight pitches near the outside corner. He looked for it. He got it on the first pitch and served it into right center field for a game-winning base hit. He swings and misses here. It's down to the count 1-2. The Clippers have scored 5.89 runs per game. Here comes the 1-2, and it's shot foul. Their batting average is second best. They are fifth in home runs. And Columbus is the only team in the league to not strike out 800 cumulative times. They've got 796 now with the two today. The 1-2 pitch. And make it 797 as Fry swings and misses at a pitch off the inside corner. And there's two away. Here's Oscar Mercado. Clippers on base percentage at 356 as a team. That's the best in the league. Mercado, the left fielder, swings the first pitch, chops it to third base. Alou's got it on a big hop, his throw to first. Bounces well in front of the first baseman, Nogalski, but he'll pull it in for out number three, and the Clippers go in order. Two in the books at Huntington Park. It is 1-0 Columbus.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Is there a doctor here?
Listen.
There's a lot of things about this team which are outstanding. I think Steve Kerr's going to be forever underrated. Suddenly we now get to Steph Curry, and is he a top 10 all-time player in that discussion? The part that no one discusses is how good they are defensively. They won the series because of their defense. I understand when you're watching Boston play, you're like, man, they really, really guard, but they just don't score enough. Don't get me wrong. Steph, you know, he's the cheat code in plays. But how they play with Steph and Clay and Jordan Poole continually attacking and shooting threes or shooting layups, how they play works because at the other end, they're incredibly well connected.
The Doug Gottlieb Show. Weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Love this song. I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Afternoon baseball in the Arena District. Columbus Clippers by a 1-0 score here in the early going, top of the third. Logan Allen walked a man and gave up a single in the second inning, but got a double play ball to escape any damage. It's 8-9-1 due up for the Red Wings. Donovan Casey, the right fielder, stands into the right-handed batter's box. He brings a .223 batting average with him. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it back to the screen, 0-1. Six homers, 24 batted in. Casey playing in his 65th game for Rochester. 0-1. Another foul to the screen. Quickly 0-2. Rochester, not long ago, sat atop the IL East Division, but a 13-game losing streak will fix that, especially in a crowded field. 0-2. Low. Back in late June, early July, there was a day where there were six teams within a game of first place. Slow roller on the third base side, fielded by Fry, throws on the run, accurate to first base, and Casey is put away 5-3. Here in the West, it has been pretty much the same two teams all season. The Clippers held first place for a long stretch of time in April and early May. Nashville took over first place, and they have not let it go. Columbus three games back, entering play today. Here's the pitch to Flores, and the first offering is sky to right field. Reyes back into the shadow of the video board. He'll make the catch at the edge of the warning track for out number two. Check the International League scoreboard here in the third inning, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby while being reinvented. The scoreboard says this is the only action going on around the International League. Here's Stevenson, takes high and tight for ball one. Buffalo at Scranton later on, Nashville at Norfolk. Worcester hosts Durham, Gwinnett at Charlotte, Syracuse at Lehigh Valley, Memphis at Jacksonville, Louisville at Indy. And Iowa welcomes in the Toledo Mud Hens. That'll be the late start at 7:38. One ball, one strike to count as Allen kicks and deals. And throws a breaking ball low and away to make it 2-1. Not much doing in the majors for afternoon baseball today either. Just gotten underway. Brewers at Pirates in Pittsburgh. 2-1 pitch, fastball moving away from the left-handed batter, swung on and missed. Cubs and Cardinals, 1-15 in St. Louis. Baseball has just announced that those two teams will play in England next season. Next pitch popped up. Third base side, Fry on the run into foul territory. He doesn't have time to get there before it falls to the warning track. Next year, the Cards and Cubs will play a two-game series in London, June 24th and 25th. At London Stadium. Get your tickets now. The 2-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Boy, that's a good one. Logan Allen strikes out Stevenson to end the third inning, his second K of the ballgame. 1-0 Columbus as we go to the bottom of the third.
The future of recycling is now, and Rumpke Waste and Recycling, the recycling leader, is investing more than $50 million to build North America's largest recycling center, right here in Central Ohio. The one-of-a-kind facility will feature interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the most advanced technology. Rumpke is committed to recycling efforts, and for 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure items you place in the bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in landfills and more of it to good use.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling about the asterisk-free checking from your commercial.
Oh, our asterisk-free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One to nothing Columbus after two and a half. Bottom of the third here. Trenton Brooks to lead off. Clippers first baseman. 258 batting average. Five homers and 22 batted in for Brooks. Overshift on against him. And the first pitch is outside. Jake Alou, the third baseman, playing about 30 feet off the bag, even with it, and all by himself on the left side of the infield. Outfield straight away. Brooks waits. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Off speed that fell off the table. And it's 1-1. Second year at the AAA level for Brooks. Promoted last year midseason. Checks his swing but fouls it away. And it's 1-2. Brooks came up as an outfielder. He has played a couple of games in the outfield this year for Columbus, but last year made the transition to first base, and that's where he has mainly been plying his trade over the past couple of seasons. Next offering, breaking ball, foul down the left. Sterling Sharp, the right-hander, doesn't like the baseball he got there. He trades it in for another. Sharp has won just one decision since May 1st. Here comes his 1-2. And it's well outside, 2-2. Two wins, four losses on the year. He beat Omaha back on July the 14th with his best start of the season. 5 2/3 innings. Next pitch is fouled away, and Brooks lost the bat. Still 2-2. 5 2/3 innings. He gave up just one run on seven hits, striking out a season best nine. Two-two pitch. Held his swing back, or did he? They'll ask the third base umpire. Yes, it's a check swing and a 3-2 count. Nine strikeouts, not only a season high, but three times as many strikeouts as he has had in any other start this year. Never four, five, six, seven, or eight. But nine strikeouts against Omaha that day. Payoff pitch here, and it's hit on the ground. Right into the teeth of the shift. Jake Knoll, the second baseman, has it, throws to first, and Brooks is out after a lengthy battle. Here's Gavin Collins. Collins hitting .245 on the year. He's got four homers and 13 runs batted in with pretty limited playing time. He's playing more early in the season, when Bo Naylor was still in AA and Brian Lavastida had been pressed into service at the major league level due to Luke Maley's injury. Collins was getting the lion's share of the duties early on, and he's hit by a pitch up and in, a fastball, and got into the upper arm of Collins. He'll take first. I'll go back to the top of the order for Ernie Clement. Collins makes his way on base the hard way. Third time he's been hit by a pitch this year. Clement grounded the shortstop his first time up. Pitch to him at the knees for a called strike. Clement in 59 games for the Guardians hit .203. No homers, six runs batted in. Middle infield in double play position. Instead, a throw to first, and the runner is back with a head first dive. Clement played first, second, third, left, and those well documented two pitching appearances. The 0-1 swung on, hit to the shortstop. That could be two. They go 6-4 and 4-3 for a double play. That'll do it for the Clippers here in the third inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left aboard. And after three at Huntington Park, it's Columbus 1, Rochester nothing.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
As summer heats up, make this a year to remember for the right reasons. You've got your new boat and you're ready to take to the water, but are you ready? For your sake and for the sake of everyone else on the water, practice safe boating by knowing the laws of the state of Ohio. Look into a safe boating course with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources or the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Go online to ohiodnr.gov. Make memories for a lifetime on the awesome waterways of Ohio for the right reasons. This message is a public service of Paul's Marine in Lewis Center.
Dun, dun, dun.
Some say he's arrogant. We've heard aloof. Cocky, smug, pompous.
Sorry, we're looking at thesaurus.com.
Wait, what?
He calls it confidence, but we'll just call him Doug Gottlieb.
Wait.
The guy that tells you like it is. Here he is.
You're smart. I'm stupid.
Listen to the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays.
3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
You're right. I'm wrong.
On Fox Sports Radio.
Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
One to nothing Columbus after three innings. Today's injury report brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. Yesterday, Cody Morris made his Columbus return on a major league injury rehab assignment, pitched 2 2/3 innings, gave up two runs. They both scored after he left the ballgame. Left after walking a man to put runners at first and second base. They both trotted home later on in that inning. He struck out six batters, including five of the first six men he faced. The fastball was 93-95. Had some sharp breaking balls as well, so a good step for Morris as he tries to get himself back to full health. Cole Freeman to lead things off for Rochester. First pitch swing. He loops a line drive into right field for a base knock. Leadoff man aboard for Rochester for the first time today. Clippers have not had a leadoff base runner. This entire series, base runners and runs have been tough to come by. Clippers lead 1-0 here. Gabriel Arias, a solo home run in the first inning. That's the only Clippers hit. They've had base runners via walk and hit batsmen. For Rochester, that is hit number two. They've also drawn a walk. Here's Jake Knoll. First pitch. Lifted foul out of play. Ten total runs have scored in this series. Throw goes to first. They got it picked. Good move. Good. Once again, clear. Freeman was leaning towards second base as Allen went into his motion. Left-handers obviously have that advantage of the imaginary 45-degree line. And they won't tell you this, but sometimes they take advantage of that. Next pitch is lifted back behind home plate. Foul. Right into the top row of the Tansky Club. Row seats right in front of us here. 0-2 count. Next pitch. A little bit up. Allen right back to it. And a hard hit foul ball down the left field line. Keeps the count 1-2. And excuse me, I misspoke. 8 total runs have scored in this series. 6 of them belong to Columbus. Here comes the 1-2. It's a line shot over the outstretched glove of Ernie Clement and into right field.
Come on.
Single for Jake Knoll brings up Riley Adams. Adams playing in his 57th game for Rochester. 268 batting average, 3 homers.
Watch yourself over here.
6 runs batted in. Rochester as a team came in hitting 254. First pitch here is a check swing, but it doesn't matter. It's a called strike. I told you the Clippers score the most runs in the International League on a per-game basis. Rochester is number 16 out of 20. International League is a 20-team league, with 10 teams each. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, hit out toward Ernie Clement on the ground. No chance for two, so we'll go to first and get Adams 4-3. Knoll moves into scoring position.
First baseman, number 17, John Nagowski.
Rochester's batting average is middle of the pack, but they do not slug. Number 19 with a 401 team slugging percentage. They don't get on base very well either. 323 clip. When you put those things together, you're going to have a team that doesn't score a whole lot. And if your pitching staff doesn't dominate, you're going to have trouble winning games. Joe Nagowski to the plate. Swings at the first pitch and hits it far down the left field line, but also well outside of it, a foul ball. 0-1 count. There have been some early swings against Logan Allen these last couple of innings. He's kept his pitch count down. He is at 53, trying to get through the fourth. 2 outs and a runner at second base. Peek to second, now the pitch. It's off the outside corner, 1-1. This Rochester pitching staff does not, in fact, dominate. Their ERA is 4.81. That is 15th out of 20 teams. Where they excel is keeping the ball in the park. They've given up the second fewest home runs in the league. Here comes the 1-1. And it is at the knees for a called strike. Fastball from Allen. Now, part of that is a function of their ballpark. They play in a pretty good pitcher's park. Frontier Field, left center field, is a graveyard. Clippers will not visit Rochester this year. Didn't visit last year. No season in 2020. So it's been since 2019 since we have gazed at the Kodak Building. Next pitch in the dirt, gets away and skips to the backstop. That'll be a wild on to third base. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Clippers on top, 1-0, and Logan Allen trying to keep it that way. Collins runs through the signs. And now the 2-2. Doing the off-speed. Got a cue shot ground ball on the first base side. Allen comes to get it. Throws to first in time for the out. And that base runner is left stranded at third base. Clippers still lead 1-0. 2 hits, 1 man left aboard. And after 3.5, the Clippers coming up after this trying to expand on that 1-0 lead. Hey Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit Perry's Ice Cream U. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMNI Columbus.
Chester 1-0 Clippers on top as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. If you're driving around listening to Clippers baseball today, thanks for being with us. And also remember to buckle your safety belt, a message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Gabriel Arias is the reason the Clippers have the lead. A solo home run back in the first inning. Takes a slider well outside. One ball, no strikes for Arias. Home run number 8 and RBI number 21 for the 2022 season. Next pitch. Swing and a miss at a slider. 1-1 count. Sharp goes into the motion from the first base side of the slab. Throws an off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. The stuff for Sharp today has been pretty good. Next pitch went back to the off-speed, but this time missed it both low and away. Not enticing to Arias, 2-2. Now the double deuce. Ooh, inside. Did it hit him? It did. A glancing blow, thankfully. Fastball buzzing in. That's the second hit batsman for Sharp in this ballgame. This one gives the Clippers their first leadoff base runner of the game. Here's Bo Naylor. Well, fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Bo Naylor, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Naylor, 14 extra base hits in 100 at-bats, 22 driven in. Arias draws a throw at first. He's back with a head-first dive. Arias doesn't steal a lot of bases. He has 4 this year in 5 attempts. Last year had 5 steals in 6 attempts over 115 games in a Clippers uniform. Draws another throw, and that's 2. You throw over again. If you don't get him, it's a ball. Very, very rare in 2022 to see a pitcher use both disengagements in a plate appearance before throwing a pitch. Offering to Naylor's outside for ball 1. One of the pace of play rule changes this year. Pitchers are allowed 2 disengagements per plate appearance with a runner on base. And that is stepping off the back of the rubber to get a new set of signs, calling time for any reason, or a pickoff attempt. Pitch here is over but low, 2-0. You can throw over again after the second disengagement. But what you cannot do is throw over and not get that man out, because if you do, it's a balk and he gets an extra base. Arias out to a more generous lead now. There's a third pickoff attempt, and it's not even close, and that's going to be a balk. Arias was back standing, and so he gets second base. I believe that's the third time we've seen that this year. And that's why you don't use them up. And now we've got time called. The catcher, Taylor Gushue, looks like he wants to get... Now, catcher's calling timeout. That also counts as a disengagement. Two balls, no strikes to Naylor. What I have not gotten clarity on is if it resets after a balk or if you still have used up your disengagements here, because it's the same plate appearance. 2-0 pitch. And it's hit in the air to right field. That's going to get down for a base hit and roll. And roll all the way to the wall. Arias comes around to score. That's an RBI double for Bo Naylor. 2-0 Columbus. On a play like that, if Arias reads it as a base hit right away, there's a good chance he scores from first anyway, but certainly the balk put him in a position to trot home. And it doubles the Clippers' lead. Here's Franmil Reyes, who walked his first time up. Sterling Sharpe has been generally pretty good today. But the Clippers lead him 2-0. Reyes waits. The pitch. Slider away. Reyes didn't see anything on the inner half his first time up. It was sliders and off speed. Away, away, away. And he walked on five pitches. Meeting on the mound now, we've got the pitching coach out, Rafi Chavez. Talking things over with Sterling Sharpe. Two batters up in this inning. And both have reached. And Franmil Reyes, listen, he's not had a great season with the Cleveland Guardians. We know that. That's why he's here at the AAA level being optioned down. But you make a mistake, and Reyes is going to put it in the Sciota. In 70 games for the Guardians, hit .213 and 9 home runs and 28 runs batted in. One ball, no strikes. Naylor leads away from second base. Here comes the pitch. And it's a slider, low and away, two balls and nothing. Reyes yesterday was 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts. His one that ran in the bottom of the 10th inning. The Clippers pinch ran for him. Jose Fermin was the runner at second and scored the winning run. You get some activity in the Rochester bullpen. 2-0. Hit on the ground, third base side, a kicks foul. Reyes finally got a pitch on the inner half of the plate. Two balls, one strike. Naylor runs well. You don't want to put the caveat for a catcher in there because he's a good base runner. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and again fouled on the third base side. I would not say that Naylor has Oscar Mercado's straight line speed, but very capable on the bases. More stolen bases than you would expect for a catcher. Still has those young legs. That helps. Now the 2-2. Off the inside corner with a changeup. Full count. Naylor is 4-for-4 in stolen base opportunities for the Clippers. Payoff. Not even close. Slider outside for ball four. And we're not going to challenge Framil Reyes in that matchup. That'll bring up Alex Call with runners at first and second base. Call struck out in the second inning. Call again has spent most of the season with Columbus. Played in 12 games for the Guardians. Very often as a defensive replacement. His on-base percentage in the bigs was .375. Swings here and comes up empty for strike one. He's 2-for-12 for the Guardians, but drew four walks. One pitch to him, and that is over, but just a hair low to make it one and one. 2-0 ball game. Clippers on top. Gabriel Arias homered in the first, scored here in the fourth after being hit by a pitch on a Bo Naylor RBI double. 1-1. Hit up the middle of the line, drive through for a base knock. We'll see what Naylor's wheels can do. He's around third. Here comes the throw in from Freeman. It is cut off. An RBI single for Alex Call, and the Clippers lead it 3-0. Reyes goes to second base on the play, first and second for David Fry. And that looks like it's going to do it for Sterling Sharp. Matley Croy. The skipper is out. He's not made the motion yet, but it's the second mound visit from the dugout, so whether or not he's made the motion, he's going to have to make a pitching change here. So we'll step away. The Clippers on top, 3-0 at the bottom of the fourth inning, and looking for more after this.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Chester here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Curtis Taylor will take over for Sterling Sharp, who at times looked very good today, but stumbled here in the fourth inning. Hit batsman, double, walk, single. Two runs in for the Clippers, two men aboard. Taylor 1-0 in 13 appearances with a .312 earned run average, 6 runs on 7 hits. And 17 in the third innings. 6 walks, 24 strikeouts. So he has limited the base runners. But to a large extent, those who have reached have come around to score. Right-hander Taylor out of British Columbia. Great White North. He'll face David Fry. Fry struck out in the second inning. 3 runs, 3 hits for Columbus. No runs, 3 hits for Rochester. Time called. And I think we've got a pitch clock violation here. Indeed, we do. The catcher, Gushue, is saying, hey, wait a minute. This guy's not set in the batter's box. And now you're going to blame my pitcher. Well, the rules state that The batter must be in the box and attentive to the pitcher with 9 seconds left on the pitch clock. And the first pitch here is high to make it 2 balls and no strikes. So the pace of play initiatives have come into play in this inning to the benefit of the Clippers and the detriment of Rochester. A balk on a third pickoff attempt and now a pitch clock violation. 2-0. And here comes the pitch. Off speed at the top of the zone for a called strike, 2-1. Now, it is notable that these things have happened because of their rarity this season. And I think almost everybody would agree that the initiatives to increase the pace of play have been an unmitigated success. 2-1 pitch, a check swing is Alex McKay. And again, that deceptive first move from McKay as if he's going to call no swing. And then he rules that Fry went too far. Look at the replay. It's hard to argue on that one way or the other. But it's 2-2, and here comes the pitch downstairs. The number of balks based upon the pace of play rules, very low. It's increased stolen bases marginally. I would not say significantly. And in terms of pitch clock violations, there are some. There are a handful. But I think people figure things out pretty quickly. Payoff pitch coming to Fry, and it's inside for ball four. That'll load him up. Reyes moves to second. Reyes from second to third. Call from first to second. And now Oscar Mercado to the plate. Clippers have been very good with the bases loaded this year. They started off very slowly, actually, with the Sacks Jack. They were one of the worst teams in the International League. Mercado swings at the first pitch and skies it high in the air to shallow center field. It'll be called for by Donovan Casey, the right fielder. He'll make the catch. Looked like the umpires were considering an infield fly rule, even though it was into the grass. But ultimately allowed play to continue. That's out number one for Trent Brooks. The Clippers struggled until a series at Omaha when they had a couple of grand slams on back-to-back days. Jose Fermin and Oscar Gonzalez had them, and that really kind of started the ball rolling. They are now, prior to that pop-out from Oscar Mercado, a 362 batting team with the bases loaded, 6 grand slams, and 137 RBIs and 127 at-bats. So largely successful. Brooks takes the first pitch high and away for ball one. Trenton is 1-for-4 with the bases loaded. He's had some sack flies and things of that nature. He's driven in 4 runs in this situation. 1-0. Swung on and tapped to the plate. Out in front of home, and the throw comes high to the backstop. Oh, boy, the Clippers are going to score 2 runs here. Curtis Taylor fielded the ball 20 feet from home plate and then threw over the head of Taylor Gushue into the backstop. Gushue, by the time he turned around and chased down the baseball, turned to look and saw that Alex Cole was hustling home as well. He threw back to the pitcher, Taylor, but too late. That is a 2-run E1. 5-0 Columbus. That could have been an inning-ending double play. Taylor was a bit casual with it and just threw it too high. Runners on the corners now. The first pitch to Gavin Collins in for a called strike. Fry moved to third on the play as well. Collins hit by a pitch his first time up. Here comes the 0-1. Fastball up and in. One pitch, Collins takes a slider outside. Two balls and a strike. Well, I tell you what, for the Rochester Red Wings, there is not anything going right these days. Saw some of it boil over yesterday with three ejections. To one pitch, fastball swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's mitt, 2-2. Every team goes through a stretch like this. I mean, maybe not like this, losing 13 in a row, but throughout the course of a long season, you are going to have lows in addition to your highs. It just seems like the tunnel has no end. Middle infield in double play position, the 2-2 pitch. Lifted high in the air, but foul down the right field line and out of play. We'll do it again. Four runs in this inning. 5-0 Clippers. Five runs on three hits, no runs on three hits, and one costly error for Rochester. Taylor ready. Peeks to first and pitches the 2-2. Slider fouled away again. Collins continues to battle. Fans, present your valid AAA member card for ticket and souvenir discounts and free inflatable games for the kids on AAA member nights. The next one coming up August 27th. Excuse me, Toledo Mud Hens. Got ahead of myself there. Again, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a fastball. Dial it up to 96. And Collins goes down swinging. That's your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun here at Huntington Park. Back to the top of the order for Ernie Clement. He is the ninth Clipper up here in the fourth inning. Righty-righty matchup. Clement 0-for-2 so far. He's twice grounded to the shortstop. Called strike on the outside corner. Makes it 0-1. Breeze blowing out to pretty much straightaway center field today. Cloudy day. Hot, humid. Good day for baseball. The 0-1. Fastball up. The Clippers have no more two-city road trips or two-opponent home stands remaining on the schedule this year. It is every other week, home and away. Here comes the 1-1. Slider swung on and missed. After today, three more games against Rochester. Then we're off to the land of 10,000 lakes next week for a six-gamer against the St. Paul Saints. First visit to Minnesota this year. St. Paul has come to Huntington Park already twice. Now the 1-2. Check swing and a pitch in the dirt. Did he go? Yes. And they will throw down to first base for out number three. The Clippers get four runs, two of them earned on only two hits in the inning. They strand runners on the corners and lead 5-0 as we go to the fifth.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling Wetzel. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our Astros free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $69.99. You can learn more about our battery selection at AutoZone.com. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome We go to the fifth inning. Clippers on top, 5-0 against Rochester. And for the Red Wings, that might as well feel like 500-0, the way they have struggled to score runs recently. But as any team knows, it only really takes one thing to go right, and the ball can really start to roll for you. Jake Alou to lead things off, had a single back in the second inning, one of three hits for Rochester today, all singles. Lefty-lefty matchup, Logan Allen goes to work and hits the outside corner for a called strike. Next offering hit through the left side of the infield. David Fry, the only defender over there, and it was out of second hit of the game. Alou is 2-for-2. Taylor Gushue to the plate. Major League Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. And not much to report in terms of scores. Pirates lead 1-0 at home against the Brewers. And Wilson Contreras with a solo home run for the Cubs in the top of the first. They lead the Cardinals 1-0. Contreras still wearing a Cubs uniform, to the surprise of many. There's a called strike to Gushue. 0-1. The trade deadline came and went with a lot of movement that came in a pretty brief period of time, really. But several of the headlining names did not change addresses. Next pitch, fastball, swung on and missed, 0-2, and Contreras may be chief among them. Cubs couldn't find a deal they liked. Contract, expiring contract of the catcher. Next pitch is up, 1-2. Cubs played their final home game before the trade deadline. There was a lot of emotion showed by Contreras and Ian Happ in the dugout. Comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout for Logan Allen, his third of the game. One down, a runner at first for Donovan Casey. Cleveland Guardians taking on the Houston Astros. That is going to be a tough, tall task for the Guards. A three-game set against the Astros, two games behind the Yankees for the best record in the American League. And, boy, the pitchers they're going to have to face over these next 3 days. Look out. First pitch fouled back by Casey, 0-1. Justin Verlander goes today. And Verlander is looking for another Cy Young Award. 14-3 with a 181 earned run average and a whip, 0.87. Not a bad first year back from Tommy John surgery for the... Boy, I don't want to say elderly. That would be a little bit harsh, but certainly by major league standings, a long in the tooth right-hander who has had a just fantastic major league career. He's going to the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. And as good now, maybe as he's ever been. 39 years of age, Verlander. 1-2 pitch. That's high. There was a lot of talk before he re-signed with the Astros. Would there be a reunion with the Tigers, the team he came up with? Well, the Tigers, people thought they would be better this year with a potentially really good young pitching staff. But I think Verlander probably made the right decision. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Ooh, just bent around the outside corner. Good spot there for Allen. But the count is full now against Donovan Casey. 5-0, Clippers on top. Payoff pitch, and that's low and inside for ball four. The Guardians today counter with Zach Plesac. His name was brought up frequently at the trading deadline. Would the Guardians trade Plesac, who has had an uneven season to this point. 4.33 ERA. Nothing to sneeze at, certainly, but just a 2-9 record for Plesac. He's got a track record of pretty good success at the major leagues, albeit a brief track record, but a talented starting pitcher, no doubt. They start for the Guardians today at Progressive Field. 7-10 first pitch. Cleveland 54-5-38. Houston made some moves at the deadline to bolster their team. They would love to run down the Yankees for the best overall record and have home field advantage. But the Astros they don't have as good a record as the Yankees, but they swept the Pinstripes in their last head-to-head matchup, and I don't think they feel like they've got to take a backseat to anybody. No longer have Carlos Correa at shortstop, but Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Gurriel has been outstanding. Jordan Alvarez. Is he the best left-handed hitter in the American League? They acquired Trey Mancini. It's a good team. And a really good starting pitching staff. One ball, one strike, the count to Jackson Flores. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, 1-2. The Guardians, meanwhile, were virtually silent at the trading deadline. They made one minor league deal, sending Sandy Leon to Minnesota in exchange for Ian Hamilton, both players at the AAA level, neither on the 40-man roster. 1-2 pitch. Popped up, right side, foul territory. Brooks over to the warning track will make the catch on this one, turns quickly and fires back to the infield to make sure that Jake Alou takes no liberties on the base pass. Two down, two on. And top of the order coming up. Clippers 5-0 here in the top of the fifth. Guardians standing pat. They're just one game behind the Minnesota Twins in the Central. The Twins are 55-49. They made some moves. The White Sox right behind games out of first. They were pretty quiet at the trade deadline as well. Andrew Stevenson, left-handed batter, takes a first pitch fastball in for a called strike, 0-1. Stevenson 0-2, is fouled out to third base and struck out. Red Wings trying to get on the board here, down 5-0. Allen looks to second base, turns and fires, slider, oh boy, that's good. Swung on and missed. Stevenson down to a knee with the empty swing. Set by the lefty. And the 0-2 pitch. Lifted in the air to center field. Heading back. Alex Call still back. Now goes to a trot at the edge of the warning track and makes the catch for out number 3. No runs. One hit. Two left aboard. And halfway through regulation frames, the Clippers on top of the Rochester Red Wings. 5-0.
People are complex beings. And it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donato's. Every piece is important.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, your tickets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi. and say here's to OHIO, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Curtis Taylor back to the hill. He came on in the fourth inning. Faced five batters. Walked one. Got a comebacker that could have been the end of the inning. And they turned a 1-2-3 double play with the bases loaded. Instead, he threw it away, allowing two runs to score. So he's not given up a hit. He'll face Gabriel Arias. Arias led off the four-run Clipper fourth, being hit by a pitch. He's officially 1-for-1, solo homer back in the first inning. 5-0 Clippers, 5 runs on 3 hits. First pitch fastball, foul down the right field line and out of play. 0-1 against Arias. Long pause by the big right-hander, now the pitch. This one's fouled in the dirt at the feet of Arias. .207 batting average on the season for the Clippers shortstop. Here comes the 0-2. And it's up out of the zone. Arias really hasn't really found a stride this season. .12 pitch, breaking ball, that is low. He has only 3 multi-hit games since the middle of April. 2-2 pitch. Got out in front and fouled it down the left field line. Arias had 2 hits July 6th, 2 hits July 8th, and on July 31st he had a 2-hit game. Now, he's missed a large chunk of the season, had a broken bone in his hand. And so that hampers things. Even when you're back, that doesn't mean you're back to 100%. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 96, moving away, does away with Arias. One down for Bo Naylor. For a baseball player, regardless of position, your hand strength is so key. After an injury like that, where you're just not able to use your hand the same way, it takes time to build that back up. Here's Bo Naylor, RBI double and a run scored in the 4-run Clipper fourth. 1-for-2. Pitch to him, fastball, strike called on the inside corner at the top of the zone, 0-1. Next pitch. Outside, 1-1. Naylor has undoubtedly, for the Cleveland Guardians front office, been a very, very pleasant development since being a first-round pick back in 2018. Breaking ball to him here is high and away. The Guardians have had stalwart defensive catchers for many, many years. Not gotten a lot of offensive production from their backstops. Naylor looks to be on a track to be able to change that. Swings and fouls his pitch back to the screen, 2-2. He's looked good defensively and can certainly handle the bat. Last year at AA, he took a step back from the offensive side of things, did not have a good season, but turned that around this year and carried it right up to AAA after a brief adjustment period. .297 batting average. Slugging almost .600. The 2-2 here, he swings and misses out in front of the off-speed. And that is 4 consecutive strikeouts now for Curtis Taylor. Came into the ball game for Sterling Sharp. Walked the first man, got a fly out to right field, then the ground ball that turned into an error. Struck out Gavin Collins, struck out Ernie Clement to end the fourth. Now Arias and Naylor to begin the bottom of the fifth inning. There's Franmil Reyes, and we'll see how Taylor approaches him. Sharp wanted nothing to do with him. Away, 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 and he walked him twice. The pitch away for ball one. That was a fastball at 95. Franmil saw maybe two fastballs in his first two at-bats. Next coming, slider swung on and missed. Top five, Clippers leading 5-0 against Rochester, trying to go up 3-0 in this series against the Red Wings. The pitch. Fastball on the inner half for a called strike. Reyes couldn't pull the trigger. It's 1-2. Clippers fans, you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a slip. 5 Ks in a row for Curtis Taylor. The Clippers go in order, and we go to the 6th. 5-0, Columbus.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, 3 goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's 2 things. A hat trick is 3. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as 2 goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like 4 goals, and that's more than 3. It's basic math.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Logan Allen back to the hill for the Clippers as we go to the 6th inning. Already his longest outing of the season in a Clippers uniform. He pitched 7 innings his last go-around for the Akron Rubber Ducks against Harrisburg. Coincidentally, the AA team for the Washington Nationals. Rochester, their AAA squad. That day, he allowed 1 run on 2 hits, striking out a season-high 11, tied for it anyway. His final 2 AA starts. His top here in AAA is 9. So far today, he has struck out 3 through 5 shutout innings. Cole Freeman turns around a pitch from Logan Allen into center field for a leadoff base knock. There has been traffic from the leadoff man now each of the last 3 innings. Leadoff single in the 4th, again in the 5th, and here in the 6th inning. There is activity for the Clippers in the bullpen as Allen is at 78 pitches. Kevin Kelly, the right-hander, getting loose. Jake Knoll, 1-for-2, digs into the right-handed batter's box. Pitch to him, lifted high in the air to very shallow center field. Ernie Clement behind the bag, about 20 feet into the grass. Will squeeze it for out number 1. Riley Adams now is 0-for-2. He's twice hit the ball to Clement, once in the air and once on the ground. Logan Allen made 77 pitches in his last start for the Clippers, but prior to that, he had thrown 94 and 95. So he's about as stretched out as a minor league arm gets. Clippers have had only, I think, one day where a pitcher threw 100 pitches. Now it's Peyton Battenfield. Pitch inside here, crosses the thighs of Adams for ball one. Allen stares at the runner at first base. He's got a pickoff today. Throws a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. Now his AAA debut. Logan Allen threw only 34 pitches and did not escape the first inning. When a career-low two-thirds of an inning against the Iowa Cubs in his AAA debut, he was not missing the strike zone by a lot. That day at Principal Park, here he throws a breaking ball outside 2-1. But just missing by enough that he got him, and his pitch count just got too high in the inning. Breaking ball here. Check swing. Did he go? Yes. And it's 2-2 against Adams. Allen has made some very good pitches today. Has not allowed an extra base hit among the five. He's walked two batters. But most importantly, zero under the run column. Through 5 1/3. The pitch. Fastball high and away. Full count. Right-hander throwing for Rochester in their bullpen. Here's the 3-2. And, called third strike. It took forever to for Cody Clark. I don't know if he had to prime that lawnmower or what, but eventually goes up with the right hand, and Riley is put away on strikes. That'll be the end of the day for Logan Allen. Here comes the skipper, Andy Tracy. Logan Allen at 85 pitches, 59 for strikes, his best AAA start to this point without a shadow of a doubt. He will leave after 5 2/3, stranding a runner at first base, no runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts, a good day for Logan Allen. The Clippers bullpen will try and make sure that it stays that way after this in a 5-0 Clippers lead.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get 2 or more lines. There are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in 3 easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on 2 or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Joe Nogowski will be the batter, and the new pitcher for the Columbus Clippers is Kevin Kelly here in the top of inning number 6. 5-0 Clippers. Rochester is out, hit Columbus 5-3. He's got 2 unearned runs and a 4-run fourth inning. Nogowski 0-for-1 with a walk and a ground out back to the pitcher. Kevin Kelly, 6'2", 200-pounder out of Springfield, Virginia, 24 years of age. Trying to get the last out of the sixth inning here. First pitch, breaking ball, strike on the outside corner. Kelly comes from a low arm slot, not strictly sidearm. A 1 pitch to the backstop, but it bounces right back to Gavin Collins. He'll look to second, but won't throw. Wild pitch. Puts a man in scoring position. And evens the count at 1-1. Kelly has a win, no losses, no saves, 15 appearances, one as a spot starter, 4.61 earned run average. Eight runs allowed over 13 and two-thirds innings on 20 hits. Strikes out about a batter per inning. Walks about a batter every two innings. He waits. Here's the pitch. It is low and away, 2-1. .240 average on the year for Nogalski. Couple of homers. He's 2-for-5 so far in this series. Kelly has his sign, looks to the runner at second base. Now focuses on the catcher's mitt and goes to work. Slider with a lot of movement, finishes way outside. Patrick Murphy is up in the bullpen for Rochester. He will come on in the bottom of the sixth inning. .3-1 pitch. Fastball right down Main Street for a called strike. Not much breeze. What there is appears to be blowing out toward right center field. It was windier at first pitch than it is right now. Still cloudy. And a hot, humid day here in the Arena District. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Nogalski chased a pitch that was probably inside for strike three. And that will do it for Rochester here in the sixth inning. Leadoff single again wasted. And the Clippers lead him 5-0, going to the bottom of the sixth.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle. Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem.
On MILB.TV, with all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout and save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for more details. 5-0 Columbus. Alex Call to lead things off for the hometown heroes. Call an RBI single in the fourth inning. Came around to score an unearned run, hustling in from second base. When the pitcher, Curtis Taylor, fielded a ground ball and threw it to the backstop with the bases loaded. First pitch to him is high for ball one from the new hurler, Patrick Murphy. Murphy 2-3 out of the bullpen, 31 appearances, 5.81 ERA. Next pitch, breaking ball. Just missed, 2-0. Murphy has two saves, 41 strikeouts in 31 innings against 24 walks. His 2-0 pitch is in for a called strike, 2-1. This date in Clippers history takes us back to a championship season in 2015. The Clippers overcame a pair of one-run deficits to run down the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders 6-4 at Huntington Park. foul ball back to the screen. Carlos Marmol, added to the roster in June, was one of five relief pitchers used in the game. He tossed a scoreless ninth inning for the save. He would go on to pick up the save in the deciding game in the 2015 Governor's Cup Championship Series at Indianapolis. The Clippers won their 10th Governor's Cup, tying them for the all-time lead with who? The Rochester Red Wings. The Clippers would break that tie in the 2019 season, winning their 11th Governor's Cup championship, the most in the history of the International League, a lead that goes back to the late 1800s. Three balls, two strikes to Kim. Jake Alouz got it, throws from line to line, dug out of the dirt by Nogalski with a backhand grab for out number one. And a 2019 Governor's Cup championship may well be the last ever. No season in 2020, no playoffs in 2021, and a modified version of the postseason in AAA this year. Who knows what the future holds? Here's David Fry, bases empty, and one away. Fry takes a fastball at 95 off the inside corner. A-ball and double-A are expected to play, I believe, normal-type playoffs, but in AAA, it's going to be a Las Vegas spectacular, or something akin to it, as Fry takes inside. There are four AAA divisions, two in the PCL, five teams each, two in the International League, 10 teams each. Unfair right off the top when you got to beat nine teams instead of four for a division title. That is not equitable, but that's the way it's set up this year. The four division winners all will go to Las Vegas at the conclusion of the regular season. PCL division winners play each other one game. Winner moves on. IL division winners play each other one game. Winner moves on. Here's a high chopper to third. Alouz got this one and on the run makes a good strong throw to first. Back-to-back 5-3 putouts for the Clippers here in the bottom of the sixth inning. After those division winners decide who wins the league, they'll play a one-game AAA championship game. A three-day event in Las Vegas at the home of the Aviators. There's Oscar Mercado, two down, bases empty. Mercado 0 for 2, takes a breaking ball in for a called strike. I don't know that the dust has still settled on any of these kind of decisions moving forward for what it's going to be eventually. Not sure if we've still settled into the new normal. This year's AAA schedule came out in the International League before they had decided on the divisional breakdown. Mercado takes out of the zone 2-1. The Clippers playing Rochester here, who are in the opposite division, and this year we do not play a couple of teams who are in the IL West. Here's a high fly ball to left field. Stevenson to the warning track, to the wall, bye-bye! Oscar Mercado puts a charge into it, out of here to left field. A two-out solo home run puts the Clippers on top 6-0. Mercado's second home run in a Clippers uniform. Second home run of the ball game today. Gabriel Arias left the yard in the first inning. Columbus 6, Rochester nothing. The Clippers not playing Memphis and Gwinnett this year, both teams that are in the division. Schedule not yet released for 2023. We'll see what it looks like. Hopefully in the very near future. Trenton Brooks at the plate. First pitch to him, ball one. Next coming, fastball fouled away. Brooks is 0-2 today, grounded to second base in the third inning. And in one of the bigger plays of the ball game, hit it about 20 feet out in front of home with the bases loaded. And what looked to be a lucky break for Rochester turned into disaster as the throw to the plate was over the catcher's head and went to the backstop. Two runs score. Just swing and a miss. 1-2. Murphy sets, deals, and gets a swing and a miss for strike three. Brooks is out. The Clippers are out, but they tack on another run. Oscar Merkley in Columbus as we go to the seventh.
Temstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Temstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
Another hot dog race in the books. Relish comes out victorious today here at Huntington Park. Clippers 6, Red Wings nothing. 6, 7, and 8 due up for the visitors. Jake Alou, 2 for 2 today. He's got 2 hits. Cole Freeman has 2 hits. Outside of that, Jake Knoll has 1, and that's been it. Kevin Kelly throws a breaking ball to Alou. Just out of the zone for... Kelly came on to get the final out of the sixth inning in relief of Logan Allen, who is in line for the win. We've got a pitch clock violation here on Kelly, 2-0. Clippers fans, you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage to meet your needs, and your budget Nationwide is on your side. 2-0 pitch. Strike on the inside corner, 2-1. Kelly, the right-hander, kicks and fires and gets a swing and a foul ball down the third baseline. Clangs off the front of the visiting dugout to make the count 2-2. Cody Morris with a good start yesterday, albeit short because it was a rehab assignment. Logan Allen with a good start today. 2-2 pitch, fastball up out of the zone. Alou tried to hold up his swing, could not do it. And he is down on strikes. Savion Curry had a good start to open this series. Clippers rotation has been pretty strong as of late. Taylor Gushue takes downstairs for ball one. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle off the mound. Runs up it like a ramp and gives a high bounce out to the shortstop Arias, who fields behind the second base bag and throws on to first for out number two. Bases empty for Donovan Casey. Kelly goes to work with a breaking ball. A lot of move. Both bullpens quiet for the moment. Rochester starter Sterling Sharp made it through 3-plus innings. But he is on the hook right now for the loss. He allowed 5 runs, 3 of them earned. Kelly misses again at a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Here's his next offering, and that is right there for a called strike, 2-1. This pitch is over but low. Gavin Collins tried to snatch it up into the strike zone, but Cody Clark was having none of it, 3-1. From the high set, the 3-1 pitch comes to the plate and is swung on and fouled away. IL Scores presented by Huntington Bank, smart savings tools. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. This is still the only game going in AAA baseball. Nothing else starts until the bottom of the 3 o'clock hour. Here comes the payoff pitch. Inside, and it hit him on the hand. Ouch. Donovan started up the first base line, and then the pain really began to settle in. And now he is down to a knee outside of the left-handed batter's box. As he gets back to his feet, the trainer joins him, and now here comes the manager as well. And Donovan Casey is in some kind of pain. Checking out that right hand, arm, elbow area is the trainer. When you say the trainer's name, something has gone wrong. They are very much like umpires, hopeful that they are never mentioned throughout the course of an event. Well, Casey's going to stay in the game here. Trots up the first baseline by himself. Trainer and manager walk shoulder to shoulder back to the Rochester dugout. Man on and two out for Jackson Flores. The nine hitter was flied to right field and fouled out to first base. Righty-righty matchup. Here comes the pitch. A fastball in for a called strike. No runs, five hits, one error for Rochester. Six runs, four hits, no errors for the Clippers. The pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. A pitch that finished way outside. 0-2 to the nine hitter. Kelly has his sign, goes into the motion, and the pitch went back to that breaking ball off the outside corner of the plate. Why not? Swing and a miss, strike three, and that'll do it for Rochester here in the seventh. Stretch time at Huntington Park. It's all Columbus, 6-0.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never. Like, never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
come the Clippers in the bottom of the seventh inning. 6-0 lead for the home team. 2-0 series advantage. The Clippers have won 3 in a row. Rochester has dropped 13 straight. And if the ball game today does not turn around for the Red Wings, they will have gone 12-36 in their last 48 games. First pitch is strike to Gavin Collins. The next is fouled away. 12-36 if they lose today. I'm not great at math, but I think that's a 250 winning percentage over essentially the second half of this season. This is game number 102, 101 for these guys. There's a looping pop-up out to the shortstop, and it's caught by Flores. So for almost half the season, when this stretch started, they had a 3.5-game lead in the East Division. But since then, they have gone 12-35 to drop to 9 games out of first. That is just a miserable stretch. First pitch swing and a ground ball off the bat of Ernie Clement. Fielded by the first baseman, Nagowski. He will throw to the covering pitcher for out number 2. Base is empty for Gabriel Arias. Arias has homered today and been hit by a pitch. He's officially 1-for-2 with a strikeout. 2 runs scored. 6 runs on 4 hits for Columbus today. No errors. No runs. 5 hits and an error for the Rochester Red Wings. First pitch to Arias. Well outside. Still Patrick Murphy on the hill. He came on for the sixth inning, gave up a home run to Oscar Mercado. He's retired 5 of the 6 he has faced so far. Misses inside 2-0. Nick Michalacik warming for the Clippers in the bullpen. Next pitch, fastball, foul to the screen. 96 miles per hour on that one. Right now, the Arias home run back in the first inning is our Phoenix Bats big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. Put them on top 1-0, and it is the difference at the moment. Arias swings and misses at a breaking ball, 2-2. Next pitch. Pop foul back toward the club level. Clangs around for a souvenir. Next pitch. Hit on the ground, first base side. It's going to stay inside the chalk and roll down to the corner. Arias hits the first base bag, heading for second. He'll be in with a 2-out double. Up Bo Naylor. Naylor, the DH today for the Clippers, getting a day off from his catching duties. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI double and a pair of strikeouts. So going back to Arias, as I mentioned, his last time to the plate, only 3 multi-hit games since mid-April. So today is his 4th and certainly a step in the right direction. He's been on base 3 times. Murphy trying to get through his second inning of work. Fires high a fastball, 2-0. A Long look in from the right-hander. He's got his sign, sets at the chest now, delivers, and misses low and inside a breaking ball, 3-0. Naylor waits. Here it comes. And he's taking it. It's a called strike at the knees. Naylor, the DH for the fifth time in a Clippers uniform. He's hit better on average as a catcher than a designated hitter, but today did come through with an RBI double. Takes here. That's a called strike on the inner half. Full count. Some activity for Rochester in their bullpen. Matt Brill heads down. 3-2 pitch hit on the ground to the second baseman. Knoll scoops it up, throws to first in time, and the Clippers are gone. A two-out double for Gabriel Arias. All they can manage here in the seventh. We go to the eighth. Clippers 6 and Red Wings nothing.
And now,
the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
If Steph Curry is a top 10 all-time player, who are you taking down?
Are we including Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain in this conversation? Do we start with the advent of the three-point shot? Like, where is there a line of demarcation with that line of demarcation being a three-point shot? Do we start with the modern NBA, or do we include Wilt? Wilt is Babe Ruth. Like, those numbers will never be touched. Freakish. Bill Russell winning 11 titles will never be touched.
You love lists.
I hate lists.
Generational.
Yeah.
But it's going to be hard if somebody says Magic, Bird, you know, the list goes on, Kobe, Duncan.
Yeah, but this is where, you know, you tend to diminish somebody's resume. Because you have to put somebody in above them.
And we're just the guys to do it.
Well.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes. And you.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Nick Michalachik takes over on the hill for the Columbus Clippers. It's the top of the order due up for the Rochester Red Wings. Andrew Stevenson to lead things off. He's 0 for 3. Michalachik, 6'2", 206-pounder out of Parkland, Florida, 24 years of age. The Guardians drafted him in the 11th round in 2019. Right-hander has been very, very good for the Clippers out of the bullpen this year. 236 earned run average, a 4-2 record. 12 runs, 20 hits, 9 of the runs earned in 34 and a third innings, 33 strikeouts, 18 walks. And unless he is pitching in Omaha, he does not give up homers. Misses down and in with a breaking ball, 1-0. Next pitch, strike called in the outside corner. Three appearances for Michalachik at Werner Park in Omaha. Three games, 2 innings, 7 earned runs. There's a ball hit hard to right field. It's a base hit. Two hops out to Framil Reyes. Take away those three games against the Storm Chasers. And it is a very, very low earned run average. Off attempt at first, and the runner is back. Two earned runs in 32 and a third innings away from Omaha. The pitch. Fastball high. One ball, no strikes to Cole Freeman. He is 2 for 3 so far today. Singles in the fourth and sixth innings. Never did come home. 6-0 Clippers here in the eighth. Next pitch, lifting the air to center field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Call over. That'll keep Stevenson at second base. Back-to-back singles for the Red Wings to start the eighth inning. Runs for both teams have, generally speaking, been few and far between. The Clippers have six today, but two of them unearned. This is a ball game that's been very Clippers here in 2022, taking advantage of opportunities. They've got a couple of home runs, but both solo jobs. Two of their runs have scored with free base runners. Arias walked in the fourth inning, came around. Reyes walked and came around. And the Clippers took advantage of a throwing error as well. Mikolajczyk looks to second base, kicks and fires, and gets a swing and a miss. 1-1. Ending in a third for Kevin Kelly. No runs, no hits, no walks. Hit a man, struck out three. Good appearance for the right-hander. The 1-1. That's lifted in the air to the gap in right center field. That is going to get down, one hop the wall. And the throw comes into the cutoff man. One run will score. The next will be held. And I'm here to tell you that Andrew Stevenson almost passed by Coles Freeman on the bases. Freeman read it right away. Stevenson was less sure it was going to get down with Alex Call chasing it. But Freeman was maybe 6 or 8 feet behind him as they got to third base. So Stevenson scores. Freeman had to be held up on the RBI double from Jake Knoll, and the Red Wings are on the board here. 6-1 ball game, two in scoring position, nobody out for Riley Adams. First pitch, strike on the outside corner. The pitch. Breaking ball, that's a called strike. Tim Herron, left-hander, warming up for the Clippers in the bullpen. And Mikolajczyk has been very good for the Clippers all season long, but today, three hard-hit balls, all have found pay dirt. 0-2. Off the outside corner, trying to get Adams to chase, but instead it's 1-2. Right-hander set at the belt, kicks and fires, and a slider hit up the middle. That's going to sneak through for a base hit. One run is in, another will score as Call sends it into second base. Four straight hits for the Red Wings to start this inning, and they have cut the Clippers' lead in half. Well, four batters into the eighth inning. And Mikolajczyk has given up more runs in this appearance than he has given up his entire season, again, outside of Omaha. Time called as an errant warm-up pitch makes its way onto the field. Righty-righty matchup here, and the first pitch is off the outside corner for ball one. Ball has not carried particularly well today, but home runs are common ballpark usually. And it's not a place where you're ever comfortable with a lead. Mikolajczyk misses high with a 94-mile-per-hour fastball, 2-0. The pitch. Strike called over the outside corner. What you need right now is a ground ball right at Gabriel Arias. The 2-1. Off speed downstairs. Next pitch. Hit hard to right field. It's in for a base knock. Reyes plays it on a hop. Five straight hits to start the inning. And we'll see how long Andy Tracy sticks with his right-hander. No longer. He's out of the dugout. And the Clippers will make a pitching change here in the top of the eighth inning. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. And the tying run coming to the plate. How about that? Did you expect that to be said? We started this eighth inning with the Clippers on top 6-0. It is now 6-3 at Huntington Park. Columbus on top.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Well, Tim Herron is on here for the Clippers, the big left-hander out of Terre Haute, Indiana. 2018 draft pick by the Guardians. Comes on with runners at first and second and nobody out. And Rochester having found their stride. Five straight hits in this inning. Single, single, double, single, single. Three runs are in. Jake Alou to the plate. He's got two hits today. Singled in the second and again in the fifth. Struck out in the seventh inning. Rochester trying desperately to snap a 13-game losing streak. And boy, what a dramatic way to do it if they were to come from behind and beat the Clippers today. Trying to find the largest deficit overcome by Rochester today, and it's not listed in their game notes anywhere that I can find. Herron delivers the first pitch fastball at 97 at the knees for a called strike. 0-3 record for Herron in 18 ball games, a .685 earned run average. Better than a strikeout per inning, 26 Ks in 22 and a third frames. A pitch. Fastball again, and once more called a strike over the outside corner. The Clippers have lost a game this year when they led by as many as 7. That came against Omaha. Sixth. That was the game, actually, where Nick Michalacci gave up his first runs of the season. Came into the ball game in the ninth and allowed a walk-off grand slam. Starting his unfortunate stint this year at Werner Park. 0-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Herron dialed it up to 98 and gets the empty cut from Alou. And that is just what the doctor ordered with runners at first and second. Now a double play ball can get you out of the inning. Of course, if you're Tim Herron, you're just going to blow hard cheese right by these guys. That'll do, too. Taylor Gushue hit into a double play back in the second inning. He's also struck out and grounded out to the shortstop in the seventh. Herron goes to work, gets a ground ball to third, but foul. 6-3 ball game. Rochester has out-hit the Clippers 10-5. Herron ready. and fires. Gets a foul ball this time to the on-deck circle on the home side. Fans be at Huntington Park for next Fantastic Friday, August 19th against the Toledo Mud Hens. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Next homestand against Toledo. Next pitch, lifted in the air to right center field. Reyes over, makes the catch, and there are two away. Four more home series for Columbus. Toledo, August 16 to 21. Iowa comes in August 30 to September 4. Then Omaha makes their first visit to Huntington Park, September 13th to the 18th, and we will wrap it up with a three-game series here in the Arena District against the Indianapolis Indians. Two on, two out for Donovan Casey. Well, you know it's a beautiful day at the ballpark when the inimitable Matt Andrews pops his head into the broadcast booth. The day where he's not working, what does he want to do? Come see a ball game. There's a fastball at 97, but off the outside corner for ball one to Donovan Casey. Matty Andrews will join us over the weekend for Clippers baseball on your radio. 1-0 pitch to the backstop. Everybody up 90 feet. A wild one from Heron puts him at second and third, and a 2-0 count to Donovan Casey. Very different ball game than it was when the Clippers made the final out of the seventh inning. Instead of 6-0, it is 6-3. Tying run at the plate. Casey has reached twice today without a hit. He's walked, and he has been hit by a pitch. He's got six home runs on the year. Next pitch, he tried to make it seven, but came up empty at a 97-mile-per-hour heater. Bullpen's been great for the Clippers in this series. To one pitch, fouled back to the screen. The first two games, the bullpen allowed zero earned runs. Although the two that Rochester scored yesterday scored against the bullpen, they were charged to the starter, Cody Morris. He was aboard. Those runners were aboard when Morris left the ballgame. Two balls, two strikes now. Heron one strike away from escaping any further damage. Here it comes. And it's pop foul out of play. Clippers trying to run down Nashville in the IL West, three games behind the AAA Milwaukee Brewers. Trip to Sin City on the line. Again, the 2-2. Oh, boy, good breaking ball. Swung on and missed strike three. Tim Heron comes in and does the job. Two on, nobody out. He retires three in a row. And the base runners stay right out there. But it is a three-run inning for the Rochester Red Wings. Three runs on five hits, two left, and a 6-3 game as the Clippers come up in the bottom of the eighth.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial.
How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our Astra's free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Here come the Clippers. Closer ball game now than it was an inning ago. 6-3 contest. Framil Reyes will lead things off. Two walks, one strikeout. Be followed by Alex Call and David Fry. New pitcher on for Rochester. Matt Brill takes over on the hill. Brill, 6'2", 190-pounder out of Coal Valley, Illinois. Illinois not known for its coal, is it? But apparently there is a valley where there is coal to be found, or was at one point. Brill, 1-0 with a 7.71 earned run average in 14 appearances for the Red Wings out of their bullpen exclusively. 20 strikeouts in 16 and a third. First pitch to Reyes is in for a called strike. 0-1 to the big man. Reyes 0-4 yesterday, 0-1 today, but in a Clippers uniform all told this year, hitting .346. 0-1. Chops this one a high bounder towards second base. Backpedaling for the hop is Knoll. He will throw to first in time. One up and one down. Call and an RBI single in the four-run Clipper fourth. Call back down from the major leagues. Big league debut this year, one of 12 Cleveland Guardians to play in their first major league game. First pitch breaking ball from Brill. That's in for a called strike. First 2 months of the season for Brill spent in Double-A with the Harrisburg Senators. 0-1 pitch, strike on the outside corner. Claimed off of the waiver wire by Washington from the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Snakes drafted him in the 12th round back in 2017. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air to left field. Medium deep but playable for Stevenson. Drifts over toward the line, lifts the glove, makes the catch. And there are two outs now for David Fry. Fry is 0-2 on the day with a walk. Walk-off hero last night, Fry. Rochester scored the first two runs yesterday. The Clippers battle back to tie it on a Josh Naylor two-run home run. But nine innings, not enough to settle it. Fry walked it off on the first pitch he saw in the bottom of the 10th inning, scoring pinch runner Jose Fermin. First pitch here, breaking ball, strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Cloudy day, but no lights here at the ballpark. One delivery. Way outside. Fry started his swing, held it back. They're going to appeal. And that is denied by Alex McKay. 1-1 count. Back to evening baseball. 7:05 on Friday. 5:05 on Saturday and 4:05 getaway Sunday. 1-1 pitch. Hit hard on the ground through the left side of the infield. That's a Fry knock. And he's aboard with two down. Clippers starter for tomorrow, still to be announced. Jeffrey Rodriguez, the former Clipper, will start for Rochester. Here's Oscar Mercado, and last we saw Mercado at the plate, he was busy drilling a solo home run. Second of the year in a Clippers uniform. When Matt Andrews joins the broadcast this weekend, I will ask him, have you ever seen a Triple-A game where both teams wore the same color jersey? Go, go, go. First pitch in and out of the catcher's mitt. And Fry moves on to second base. Clippers in the Valeros jerseys today. Bright red torso, teal sleeves, that blacked out ghost ship on the left chest. Sharp unis. I have really enjoyed a lot of the Copa jerseys that teams have had here in AAA. Here comes the 1-0 to Mercado, and it's inside. Two balls, no strikes. Officially, that does go as a pass ball, allowing Fry to get to second. Last series, when the Clippers were on the road at Louisville, they had their Copa night, and they asked the Clippers, hey, bring your jerseys along. So it was the Murcielagos taking on the Valeros at Slugger Field. I'd rather have that than twice. Clippers won that game, taking their first in what would be a 3-3 series split. Mercado takes a fastball up and in at 95 miles per hour to make it 3-0. I still can't believe we got all those games in Louisville. The rain. Only one game was affected. The Clippers won it in rain-shortened fashion. 6-0 in six innings. Next pitch on 3-0 is in for a called strike. Louisville's one of those really good cities to go to. So much to do. I said at the time when we were there, if Clippers fans ever wanted to make a road trip, Louisville would be a good destination. Mercado swings and grounds at one hop to third base. Alou's got it, throws to first in time. The Clippers are gone in the eighth. Last chance for Rochester coming up as we go to the ninth inning. It is a 6-3 Clippers lead.
Hey, Columbus.
Mike.
And Tom here from the new Bob Says Yes, powered by Twins.
It's the end of the summer.
And we need your old ride.
So bring in your keys.
We'll help you end the season on a high note.
You could drive a nicer, newer car for just $5 down.
So don't spend another minute in a car you hate.
For just $5 down, you could drive home in a nicer, newer car.
Even if you had credit problems in the past.
Our For the People credit approval process works.
So bring your keys in.
And you could get a deal of the season
when you drive home on a nicer, newer car for just $5 down.
But hurry,
only during our end of season keys in sales event.
I'm Mike
and I'm Tom, and we're your dealers
for the people. See all the cars at bobbsaysyes.com.
That's bobbsaysyes.com.
Powered by Twins.
Subject to approved credit, tax, title, registration, and doc fee, including an amount financed. Example, $20 per month for 72 months at 7.99% APR per 1,000 finance. Not all customers will qualify. Negative equity may be refinanced. Ends August 31st.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more, simple disaster pre-ad council.
Copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Clippers. Top nine, Tim Herron remains on the bump, and why not? Came on with runners at first and second. Nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. K2 got a flyout to right field. And kept it a 6-3 ball game. That's where we stand heading to the ninth inning. 9-1 and 2 due up for the Rochester Red Wings. Jackson Flores to lead things off. Flores 0 for 3, struck out his last time up in the seventh inning. Fastball, strike. Herron took a little something off. That one was 95. Dialed it up to 98 a couple of times in the eighth inning. Three runs, 10 hits, an error for Rochester. 6-6 and 0 for Columbus. Next pitch, and that's downstairs. Rochester's left eight base runners out there. The Clippers only four. The pitch. Breaking ball fouled away. 1-2. Thank you. Aaron with a new baseball, toes the rubber and looks in for his sign. Next pitch, chopped out slowly towards the shortstop. Arias with a bare hand grab and fling to first in time for the out. Well, that's the internal clock of a good defender. Do I have time to use the glove on the opposite side of my body? Arias makes the very difficult bare hand grab on a still moving baseball and an accurate throw on the run for out number one. Arias, I've got to say, seems, for lack of a better term, much more locked in recently and engaged in ball games than we saw him earlier in the season. Back to the top of the order for Andrew Stevenson. First pitch a strike, the next coming from Heron to the left-hander. Boy, he did not see that one well out of the hand. A breaking ball that finished in the dirt, swung on and missed 0-2. When you throw 98 miles per hour, and you've got a sharp moving breaking ball, you can get some bad swings. That was one. Stevenson started the eighth inning. Boy, he swings and misses here. Another breaking ball out of the zone for strike three. Stevenson started the stretch of five straight hits that resulted in three runs for Rochester. But now the Red Wings are down to their final out, trying to snap a 13-game losing streak. And again, fans, if the Red Wings fail to win today, they will be 12-36 in their last 48 ballgames. If they were a Stephen King novel, it would be misery. Matt Andrews, double-checking my math from earlier, says yes, that is indeed a .250 winning percentage. 1-0 pitch. Off the inside corner, two balls, no strikes. Heron dangles the left arm as he looks in for his sign. Collins gives him the fingers. And here comes the 2-0. It is inside. Three balls and nothing. Freeman has three hits today. Boy, when your team has lost 13 in a row on the verge of 14 and you get three hits, do you have to kind of hide that when you get down to the clubhouse? You got to feel good about yourself at the plate. There's a called strike, 3-1. Slap foul on the first base side. Just outside the stripe, Freeman making a bid for a four-hit game. Almost had it. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases empty. And the pitch. Breaking ball high and away for ball four. So he won't have four hits, but he'll reach four times. Jake Knoll has a two-hit game, including an RBI double and a run scored in the three-run Rochester eighth. Left-hander warming for the Red Wings, as they are hopeful that the game will continue. Fastball from Heron misses inside. Heron up to 26 pitches now, and as a result, the Clippers will send Jake Jewell down to the bullpen. The 1-0 swung on and missed. Good off-speed there. 1-1. Infield back, playing slightly to the pole side against the right-handed batter. The outfield straightaway, Mercado deep in left. The 1-1. Lifted to shallow left field, down the line. That's going to fall in for a base knock. Mercado comes to get it, but by the time he can get there, it's a double. Just well placed by Jake Knoll. And again, you've got the potential tying run coming to the plate. And it is the cleanup man, Riley Adams.
Designated hitter number 23, Riley Adams.
Adams, 3 home runs in 15 games for the Red Wings. Time called now as Rigo Bell will head out for a visit with Heron, who is approaching 30 pitches in this outing. It's been an up-and-down season for Tim. The tools, clearly there. The fastball in the upper 90s. A good breaking ball. But he hasn't been real consistent this season. He's thrown as many as 33 pitches in an outing. He averages just over 20. So he's reaching the upper limits right now. And certainly it would seem that if Riley Adams were to reach, his day would be done. Jake Jewell is down in the bullpen, getting himself ready to come into this ball game if his services are required. Riley Adams had a 2-run single in the 8th inning. That's his only hit today, 1-for-4. 6-3 ball game. Clippers lead in the top of the 9th inning. Heron trying to put it to bed. Now, this is a save situation for Heron because he came on. Oh, boy, almost threw that one to the backstop. A fastball at 96. Good grab by Gavin Collins. Came on with the tying run at the plate in a 3-run ball game in the 8th inning.
All right, got it.
The pitch in for a called strike. Took a little something off the fastball. Make sure to get it in the zone, 1-1. Collins hangs the sign, sets the mitt, and here comes the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball bends around the outside corner, 2-1. Rochester just could get nothing going through the first 7 innings. Big 8th and trying to put together a big 9th, but there are 2 outs. 2-1 pitch, fastball, up out of the zone, 3-1. Aaron's got his sign. And the 3-1 pitch, fastball, lifted foul and out of play. Fastball at 95, so Heron doesn't have the same zip in this inning that he had in the 8th, but the count is full, and the Clippers are one strike away. The big lefty is ready to go. Here comes his payoff pitch. Lifted in the air down the left field line. That's going to get down and roll to the wall. 2 runs will score. It is a double for Adams, and it is a 1-run ball game. And I got to think that's going to be the end of the day for Tim Heron. I mean, he was like a high-performance sports car that was on the California Coastal Highway and then just ran out of gas. And he will leave with the potential tying run at second base. And Jake Jewell will come on to try and slam the door. It is a 1-run ball game. 6-5, Clippers lead in the top of the ninth.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great. But I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Jake Jewell, 29-year-old out of Norman, Oklahoma, first year in the Guardians organization, is tasked with getting it out before anybody else scores. Runner at second base, 2 down, Clippers leading 6-5 at the top of the 9th inning. 2, with three saves and six chances, a .266 earned run average. Boy, Tim Herron was firing on all cylinders in the eighth inning, started off pretty well in the ninth as well, but you just saw him fade as he walked Freeman and gave up back-to-back doubles to Nolan Adams. Two runs are in. And the Clippers' lead that was 6-0 as we went to the eighth inning is now down to 6-5. 12 hits for Rochester, just six for the Clippers today. Joe Nagowski, 1-for-3 with a walk and a single. Takes a fastball up and in at 91, and he goes careening away from the plate. One ball, no strikes. Jake Jewell has stranded 9 of 15 inherited runners. He's retired the first batter he has faced 61% of the time. The 1-0. Slider off the outside corner. Two balls and nothing. Jake Alou in the on-deck circle. Clippers hoping that he stays right there until tomorrow's game. Metaphorically, the ground crew won't let him stay out there overnight. 2-0 pitch is in for a called strike on an off-speed pitch. Riley Adams leads away from second base, itching to come around third. Here comes the 2-1. And it's swung on and fouled off the leg of Nagowski. And he is down in a heap. Jewell threw him a breaking ball, and he hit it off the inside of his knee. There's no pad reaches that high. And that's... there's just not a lot of cushion on that knee joint. And Nagowski is still feeling the effects outside the batter's circle. The trainer comes out to look things over. That left knee on the inside of it. Most guys, including Nagowski, wear a protective pad over the high ankle, sometimes over the top of the foot. Unless you bring catcher's gear out there, you're not protecting that area. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, a runner at second base. Clippers lead 6-5 in the top of the ninth inning. Jewell trying to put this one to bed. Everybody is set to go. Check of the runner at second. Now the pitch, and he comes right back inside, but missed. And it's 3-2. Jewell ready, and from the belt, he delivers the payoff pitch. Slow ground ball, third base side, charging is Fry, and he'll have no play. He made the bare hand grab and then pantomimed throwing to first base. He was never going to do it. He just wanted to see if maybe Adams would make a big turn at third and they could throw behind him. Swinging bunt single for Nagowski, and there are runners on the corners now for Jake Alou. And they'll pinch run for him. Adrian Sanchez will take over at first base. Well, tying run at third. Some pressure now on Gavin Collins to make sure nothing gets behind him. Now deals. Fastball at the knees for strike one. Jake Jewell is the veteran of this Clippers pitching staff. He's actually the veteran of this Clippers team, 29 years of age, the only Clipper to reach 29. 0-1. Lifted high in the air, down the left field line, slicing foul and out of play. So now Jewell way ahead in the count. Originally drafted by the Angels back in 2014, Jewell has major league experience with the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Chicago Cubs. He's way ahead in the count. And here comes his 0-2. Fastball above the zone. Tried to get Alou maybe to chase something. Instead, it's 1-2. Alou singled in the second, again in the fifth, struck out in the seventh and eighth. Long pause, the 1-2 pitch. And that one is well up out of the zone. A fastball at 92 caused Gavin Collins to come out of his crouch to keep that one from going to the backstop. Deuces wild here in the top of the ninth inning. Two balls, two strikes, two on and two out. And the pitch from the Clippers right-hander. Chopper on the first base side, kicks into foul territory. We'll do it again. This game has gotten a lot tighter than Andy Tracy would have liked. 6-0, the Clippers led after seven. Three runs in the eighth, two here in the ninth. Runners on the corners and two down. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He chased an off-speed pitch. Jake Jewell locks it down for the Clippers here in the top of the ninth inning. Tying run stranded at third base. That is 14 in a row to the bad for the Rochester Red Wings. The Clippers have won their fourth straight. Now 59-42 on the year. Post-game show coming up after this.
Need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget hand-cut steaks and sustainable seafood for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle. Giant Eagle is your go-to for summer's freshest flavors. With daily deliveries of sweet corn on the cob, perfectly ripe melons, and just picked berries. And don't forget food for the grill. Get summer's freshest at Giant Eagle.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling about the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go.
Well, here at Huntington Park, the Columbus Clippers hang on for a 6-5 victory against the Rochester Red Wings. Here's how it happened in the Arena District. The Clippers scored first, and they scored early. Gabriel Arias, with one down in the first inning, put one over the wall to put the Clippers on the board. Next pitch hit hard to right field. It is high, it is deep, it is slicing, it is gone. Gabriel Arias with an opposite field drive kept it inside the Columbia Gas of Ohio foul pole. So that made it 1-0 Columbus, and they would put together a four-run fourth inning. Two unearned runs scored on a throwing error from the pitcher, and the Clippers needed those runs for sure. They would cap their scoring in the sixth. Oscar Mercado hit another home run for the Clippers, his third of the year. Here's a high fly ball to left field. Stevenson to the warning track, to the wall, bye-bye! Oscar Mercado puts a charge into it, out of here to left field. 6-0 Clippers. They look to be in pretty good stead as we headed to the eighth inning, but then Rochester's offense came alive. They started the frame with five straight hits, three runs scored, and then they put two more on the board in the ninth inning. And Jake Jewell came on and struck out Jake Alou for the final out, and that was the ball game. The Clippers get the win against Rochester today. Final line score for Rochester, 5 runs, 13 hits, and 1 error. The Red Wings left 10 men on base. For the Clippers, 6 runs on only 6 hits. No errors. They stranded 4. Allen gets the win. Logan made his best start of the year in a Clippers uniform. He was very, very good, moving to 1-3 on the season. Sterling Sharp takes the loss. Jake Jewell gets his fourth save. The Clippers are now 59-42. The Red Wings, losers of 14 straight, drop to 47-55 on the year. That'll do it from Huntington Park. Game time tomorrow, 7:05. We'll take the air at 7 o'clock for the Spectrum pregame show. I hope that you will be with us. For Kevin Minard back in the studio, this is District. The Clippers beat the Red Wings by a final score of 6-5. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.